Okay, we got to have one more conversation that they're, sort of making me have with the people that are involved in this. And it has to do with some of the sex stuff. And they're trying to explain something to me because various people have been concerned about like the womp womps and the like the stuff that happened. And what they've basically told me, and this is what the older people, they're like, sit down, we need to have a talk about it. It's a little more complicated than And what they explained to me was I got put into a couple of, like a few really, really bad sexual relationships that I didn't want to be in. Right. So I didn't with like girls that were insane or whatever. And not the like 5 minutes of stuff where Goebel is used Corey to target me in Palm Springs, the ones before that with like the girls that were completely psychotic. And what they're basically telling me is that all of you are being desensitized with like relations, with like sexual intercourse, right? Like genital stuff and like wieners and vagina and that kind of stuff. And you're desensitized. So what they basically explain to me is that, see, these people, they were in relationships with people that they were having fun with. And they couldn't get the pleasure of this is what they explained to me as I'm telling you. They're like, you need to tell them some of them are concerned. We'll explain it to you and then you can explain it to them. So they go, they couldn't get the pleasure of sexual relations, of intercourse. So they found other ways to have fun with each other. And things like spanking and rough play and things that cause adrenaline and all this other stuff. And I'm just going, what the fuck? And they go, no, listen, you just listen. It's very important because you kind of went at them very aggressively with the womp womp stuff and the wild shape stuff and all that stuff. And they go, you took a different path with it. And I do stuff with myself, by myself, like with myself. And that's how I've, done stuff with myself and the wireless technology, since like junior high school. And they go, some of them, they've actually had friendships that where they do stuff with each other. I know that you've never been in a relationship with a girl that you've wanted to explore any kind of that interactions with because it's always been, some daughter of darkness targeting you and trying to like do bad stuff to you and being forced into a story. But some of them have had fun with each other. And the wild shape stuff and the womp womp stuff and whatever other creatively fun stuff that any of you do is only going to benefit you in the future. And this is what they've explained to me. The purpose of it is each one of you that is desensitized during relations, which is most of you need to, in a very real way, you need to agree to go into a sexual relationship in the colonization process. And you need to go through a little bit of integration. And the de and not only will the desensitivity be disabled, your sexual pleasures will be amplified when you go into into your next sexual relationship. And you decide things. You go like, okay, do you want to have a kid in your next relationship? Do you want to wait until your lifetime after that? You decide things. Each person in the relationship decides things and agrees to things when you go into your next relationship. And like me and a little ninja girl have both decided to like, we're not gonna have a kid until at least one lifetime. That's smart. That's real, real smart. And we're gonna go through a lifetime of just fun and adventure and like relationship building before we go. But we're gonna and I'm gonna they specifically want me to explain this. Like me and her are gonna go into when we, go into our next relationship. It's going to be a sexual relationship with the amplification maxed out for the most exciting, most fun sexual relationship that we can possibly have in our next lifetime, which all of you are going to need to decide. And we're going through an integration and kind of assessment and training program right now, preparing for our next lifetime in the advanced environment. But like I and it's not like I'm not apologizing for the womp womps, like wanting to like war with the womp womps because they want to like hit like whatever happened with the womp womps and the wild shapes or whatever. I didn't understand. Obviously, it was not personal. It's not personal. I just didn't understand. I just always done stuff with myself, and never done fun stuff with another person because the girls that I've been dealing with have always been daughters of darkness sent at me for very bad reasons. And I never wanted to engage in like fun, you know, like stuff like that with them. But obviously some of you found creative ways to do stuff with each other. See, I always just did stuff with myself. So I was never in a situation where I had a girl that I wanted to like figure out how to womp womp stuff or watch or any of that kind of stuff. But all of you obviously explored those different, you know, stuff that you do with your partner or whatever. And so we'll just move past the womp womp stuff, like where I was gonna war with everybody because they were womp womps and wild shapes and stuff. We were going through some stuff and I was dealing with some stuff and I might have overreacted. I will apologize to the people involved. I may have overreacted with the womp womp stuff. I didn't understand. I only ever did stuff with myself. I don't want to war with the womp womps anymore or the wild chips or anything like that. I understand now and it's only going to benefit. I'm learning stuff. It's only going to benefit the people as they move forward into healthy sexual relationships. And I don't want to fight with the womp womps. Okay. It allows you to choose in the colonization process, your first sexual relationship with sexual pleasures while learning all of this other stuff, how to integrate fun and playfulness and adrenaline and all these other things into your relationship. And to in a very real way, choose your partner in a way that you're going to be happy with and don't regret. So everything that you're going through up to this point is just fun and training and learning and education and stuff. And I didn't understand about the womp womp stuff. And it got gnarly. I it seemed like you guys were the Riddler. Or like bestiality riddlers that wanted to whatever, do whatever, to whatever. And it just, you know, for a little while, it got a little heated. But now I understand. I completely understand. And am learning stuff also. We're all in the same process. We're all in the same situation. And we're all going to be learning and doing stuff together in a way that, you know, is going to benefit everybody involved moving forward in a happy, healthy way into really happy relationships. So that was specifically the one thing that they basically told me I have to address. Like I have to address this, the womp womp stuff. And very clearly the reason why all that happened, I had never in any way been integrated into any of that because the girls that I was doing stuff with were sent at me like comic book villains or like James Bond villains for like Dr. Evil or like the Nazis. And they were supposed to seduce me and force me into relationships and steal babies from me and then kill me and all this other horrible stuff. So I never tried to engage in any kind of fun, any kind of those types of behaviors with them. So I don't know about any womp womp stuff or playful games or like any of the other stuff. I know now though. And we're going through some learning stuff and having a lot of fun. So I didn't know about any of that. And it's because I've been in a situation where I haven't, you know, been doing stuff. And this is a very heartfelt thing where I don't want people to be concerned about that, where they explained it to me. So I'm turning around and explaining it to everybody else that I didn't know. So that's that situation. So you're going to carry stuff over with you into your real sexual relationship that you'll be happy with, that you know all that. So all the womp womp stuff and all the stuff that happened, you know, over the last few years, the factory, that's what that was. That's in no way an issue for anybody involved. It got gnarly for a little while. I obviously reacted in a you know, it was a genuine reaction to, like, me and the little ninja girl are going through a process where the advanced technology shows us our real reactions to different things, to foods or to various things that we do with each other, or like when you see my initial reaction to womp womp stuff. That was also a real reaction. And me and the little ninja girl are going through a process where we're starting to understand, like, the advanced technology can assess your mind and can show you a reaction so you know how each person or the other person feels about certain things that happen and where each person's at. And it can be something as simple as like how you feel about cake, if you like it or you don't like it, or how you feel about you know, moving forward into a relationship where you're going to have a kid, or how somebody feels about like womp womp stuff like a little while ago. Yeah, but now I understand that I'm learning and having a lot of fun learning about different stuff and integrating different stuff into learning how to adrenaline and all that other stuff before you go into a full amplified sexual relationship. So I was in an environment where I was all this battling stuff. This has been going on for decades. This isn't something that just started like a month ago with the audio files. I've been dealing with this pretty much all of my time for decades. So like the womp womp stuff, I was fighting with a lot of different leaders and criminals and people that were attacking me. And the reaction was based on the other stuff I was dealing with. And it kind of carried over into stuff we were doing at the factory. And it's not an issue. It's important that they understand so we can all just move forward and that's the reason why. So the advanced technology can get your real reaction to various things and can show people how you really feel about things, and sometimes does step in and does show people. Like if me and the little ninja girl go to get a dessert that I've eaten in the past and she doesn't like it, but is going to be polite, the technology go, nah, just show me. And she's like, I don't like that actually, the cake. And then we don't go and get cake. There's another thing that we both like better, like cookies from some other dessert place. So the technology shows us you both really like this dessert, this cookie, but only you really like the cake. So just get the cookie because you're both happy. So you both like this dessert way more than this one. And there's no point in being polite when the advanced technology can show you the real reactions to different things that happen. And it's also to things in like sexual situations or other things where you can see somebody's real reaction, like if they're going to be happy about something or whatever. So the advanced technology is really, really effective at showing people like where they're at in different situations. And it's usually something that the people involved feel really good about, because you end up honestly moving forward, knowing how each person feels about something and doing the thing that is the most like agreeable to both people or to the people involved. So that's the womp womp stuff. I was just fighting with bad guys. And also I didn't know about the womp womp stuff. So the combination of the stuff that I was dealing with, like vengeance, and I've been dealing with these criminals for decades. So I was dealing with all that stuff also, and then the womp womp stuff. And it wasn't that I wanted to fight with people at the factory. I was just already dealing with other bad guys and the womp womp stuff. Okay.